I'm here in the main square in the city of Samarkand, one of the most ancient on the planet, which for millennia has been a place of cultural crossroads, no different as a dozen or so world leaders descended. But all eyes, of course, were on that bilateral meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping. They sat far across from each other and at an enormous table flanked with delegations of scribbling officials, these leaders of these two aspiring superpowers getting down to business now, 6 months into his war in Ukraine. Putin offered thanks to Xi, saying that Russia values what he called China's balanced position when it comes to Ukraine. Now, Beijing says it wants peace, but hasn't condemned the invasion. Putin also sought to show he backs Beijing on matters closer to home. He said Russia firmly supports the One China principle and condemns what he called US provocations in the Taiwan Strait. Now, for Xi, this summit is a chance to show his international clout before a key Communist Party meeting. For Putin, a bid to show Russians at home that he still has friends on the world stage as Ukraine makes gains on the battlefield and the Russian economy suffers under sanctions. Rosie Burchard, Samarkand. Fine.